Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting 7th. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Burns. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball four. Higgins moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newhouser moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Black moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. Metro takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metro scores. McGee moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Estilella moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metro hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hall throws to second for one, and Bush throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mayo moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. There goes Mayo. The throw from Hayes and Mayo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Neuhauser covering. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Black strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrison. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Garrison steals second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrison scores. Estalella goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Metro moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoover moves to third. Chuck Hostetler pinch runs for Don Ross. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoover scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Moody now pitching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Black bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to third. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 4 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush scores. Hall moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Richards strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.